So far in this season, we have revealed to the world that it is the neo-imperialist Zionists and their global cohorts who are committing the heights of cruelty and oppression upon humanity. And that an international coalition of the just and righteous has decided to firmly and courageously oppose their dastardly plot to subjugate, dominate, and plunder the nations all across the world. In this episode, we embark upon uncovering and bringing to light the crimes and atrocities being committed by the Zionist regime of Israel for the last 70-odd years since its illegitimate, fraudulent, and forceful inception by foreign imperialist powers in the lands of Palestine, showing you Palestine, the world's largest prison. Until this very day, and even as you sit and watch this very episode, an intricate and determined program of ethnic cleansing at all levels of society and with all forms of suppression, oppression, and systematic rights abuses continues against the innocent Palestinian people inside Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories in the Zionist regime's over half a century-long occupation of the West Bank and its decade-long suffocating closure of the Gaza Strip, both which have resulted in a devastating humanitarian crisis. This fully planned program of destroying the Palestinian people is being orchestrated by the Zionist entity, and it includes the construction and support of illegal Zionist settlements in the occupied West Bank and an ethnically exclusive network of roads and highways which connects them. The building of the prison wall, robbing more innocent Palestinians of their land and cutting off countless communities from their farms and groves. The continued expropriation of the Palestinian lands, the demolition of Palestinian homes, and the forced eviction of whole families. The obstruction of access to basic humanitarian services, the severe restriction of the movement of people and goods, and the destruction of essential civilian infrastructure such as water supplies, electricity, fuel, and sanitation. The entrenchment of segregationist and discriminatory systems such as the legal system that overwhelmingly favors Israeli Jews and imposes undue heavy burdens on all Palestinians, whether Muslim or Christian. The routine use of excessive lethal force, collective punishment, arbitrary arrests, prolonged administrative detentions, and the murders of elected leaders and innocent civilians, including women, children, and the elderly. And the flagrant and consistent Israeli violations of international law and UN resolutions while committing these atrocious crimes. Fayez Sayer and Zionist Colonialism in Palestine. And so you would ask us, why is the rogue Zionist regime committing these unspeakable atrocities against the Palestinian people for over 70 years? Well, as American Christian academic and author Fayez Sayer writes in his book Zionist Colonialism in Palestine, the Zionist colonization of Palestine was essentially incompatible with the continued existence of the native Palestinian population in the coveted country. Thus, habitual resort to force by the military or paramilitary arms of the Zionist settler state has been directed principally against the Arabs, whose very existence in the land coveted by the Zionists rendered them automatically the primary and the ultimate target of Zionist hostility. Obviously, it is against the Arabs that the Zionist violence has been most long-lasting, most methodical, and most ruthless. Prenatally and at birth, the Zionist settler state resorted to violence as its chosen means of intimidating the Arabs of Palestine and evicting them. Such massacres as those which were perpetrated at Deir Yassin, Ain al-Zaytun, and Salah ad-Din were calculated measures in a formal program of eviction by terrorization. And since its establishment, the Zionist settler state has turned its violence both inwardly and outwardly against the Arabs remaining under its jurisdiction and against the neighboring Arab states. In the Zionist-occupied territories of Palestine, massacres and other outrages inflicted upon Arab towns and villages such as Ikrith, Al-Tira, Abu Ghosh, Kafr Qasim, and Acre have been the most infamous, but by no means the only instances of a program of racial hate elevated to the level of state policy and efficiently executed by the official apparatus of the state. To these instances must be added the large-scale pogroms unleashed on the Arab population of Gaza and Khan Yunis. The perennial aim of Zionism was, and still is, statehood in all of Palestine, completely emptied of its indigenous Arab population. And so by the year 1948, which was the year of the Zionist regime's fraudulent and foreigner-imposed inception, the forced expulsion of the Palestinians resulted in approximately 800,000 indigenous Palestinians becoming homeless. It all comes down to one word: genocide. In 2013, professor of international law and previous member of the board of Amnesty International USA, Dr. Francis Boyd, testified, "For over the past 6.5 decades, the Israeli government and its predecessors in law, the Zionist agencies, forces, and terrorist gangs, have ruthlessly implemented a systematic and comprehensive military, political, religious, economic, and cultural campaign with the intent to destroy, in substantial part, the national, ethnical, racial, and different religious groups constituting the Palestinian people." He concluded, "The Palestinians have been the victims of genocide as defined by the 1948 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of the Crime of Genocide." And finally, in the words of Israeli-American author and activist Miko Peled, "It turns out the creation of Israel had not, after all, been a haphazard fight in which the Arabs fled their homes at the directives of their own leaders, but rather it had been an unprovoked, systematic campaign of ethnic cleansing by the Jewish militia involving massacres, terrorism, and the wholesale looting of an entire nation." In this quick episode, we only just started the exposé because there's much more to come as we show you what the Zionist state of Israel has been doing in Palestine, the world's largest prison.